Andrew Hiddleston here for leanmeanmarketing.com. Today's video is extremely important, especially if you use WordPress as your CMS for your website. So let's get right to it. A few weeks ago, we did a video about the number of websites that are hacked, and just to show people how much it happens and just the frequency and the volume. And then last week, there was a report that WordPress specifically has been targeted in the last few weeks. All the web host companies are seeing an extreme increase in the number of attacks on WordPress installations. So what can you do, especially if you use WordPress? We use WordPress for all of our sites, so obviously that's extremely urgent and important news to us. So if you use WordPress as well, what are a few steps that you can do to protect yourself? Now, nothing's 100%, but there are steps that you can do so you won't at least make it easy for them. Number one on the list is passwords. You have to have a secure password, and that goes not only for your WordPress blog, but for absolutely everything. Take this as a little reminder. You shouldn't be able to remember your password. In fact, if you can remember your password to get into WordPress, that's a bad thing, because that means that someone else can remember it as well. You want to use an encrypted password and then use a tool like LastPass. LastPass will store all of your passwords online, encrypted, and then it will recall them and populate the form. So when you log into WordPress, LastPass will automatically pull your password and your user information and plug it in. So you don't have to remember it, but you can still use encrypted passwords. And that's LastPass.com, and it's totally free to use. Highly encourage that you use that. Next on the list is you don't want to use admin as a username. WordPress gives you a default installation admin username. So the very first thing you want to do after you install WordPress, and even today, if you still have an admin username, you want to go in there and create a new admin. Don't use the name admin. Create a new user, create an administrator. And what you're going to do is you're going to delete that original admin account, and you're going to assign all the posts, all the information to the new user. And that will get rid of the admin account. And it's also going to get rid of user account number one. That's another thing that people don't realize. The very first user that WordPress generates is obviously user one. And that's obviously always associated with an administrator account. And hackers and spammers and people know this. So they look for user ID one, which is often and pretty much always an administrative account. So you get rid of that admin account and you get rid of user ID one. So you kill two birds with one stone. So go ahead and do that as well. After you install WordPress, there'll be a readme.html file and there'll be an install.php file. If you go into your cPanel or if you go into your FTP, you can find those files within your installation folder. You want to remove both of those files. You don't have to delete them, but I would put them in a folder outside of public access, so outside of your public HTML folder. Just put them in there. You don't really need them after the installation. And again, you're just giving away information to potential hackers, like what version of WordPress that you're using. Now, last on the list, this may not work for everybody. It really does depend on what theme you're using and how your site is configured. But sometimes you can also move your wp-config file, which is wp-config.php. You can move that from your public HTML folder right out of there, outside of public, so that people can't access it, so no one can access it but you. You might want to test that and see what happens. Sometimes for some themes it works and you can get away with it, and that makes your site very secure, but some themes actually need it and you'll end up getting errors. So if that happens, just move it back to the folder that you moved it from. But again, those are just a few basic simple tips that you can kind of beef up the security on your WordPress site. Again, nothing is 100% free, and yes, there are plugins out there that can help you do this, but those plugins are just going to tell you what the issue is. They're not going to fix it for you. So if you're uncomfortable with this, because there's about 42 security checks that you should be doing on your WordPress installation, if you're unsure about this or you're uncomfortable with your hosting account or with messing around with web servers and this type of thing, you can contact iConnect Media, which is our web design company, and we offer hourly packages. So what you could do is you could just get an hourly package and then use our development team for that, and they will go through your site and they will secure it. They'll do an audit and they'll do all the necessary checks and fixes to make sure you're as secure as you can be. Again, this is Andrew Hiddleston for leanmeanmarketing.com. I hope you found this video useful. I'll talk to you soon.